Coming up on today's experience, devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but starting next week, they will be offering clues for a mystery prize. A little bit of Scooby-Doo action there, huh? The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, which, starting every day, will continually offer you, the news, nothing of eternal value. Never forget. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I just want to say, starting today, this is the first show for the rest of your life. Get it? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, but you're still listening. We have no idea what's going to happen, do we?
Not a clue, Dave.
Not a clue. And you know what? Eh, who cares? We don't care. For the next few minutes, though, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here's a great question, right? What would you do if you knew, you knew absolutely, okay? Don't get eschatological, but if you knew that you only had 30 days before the Lord would return, what would you do? That's the question. Wow, right? If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, don't let it die of loneliness. How sad would that be? You just got to reach out to us and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like taking a break from our normal anxiety routines and just chillaxing.
Wow, Dad, that's pretty refreshing.
Yeah, it's like not taking a break. You know what? Taking a break time. Thank you. Here's the other thing you can do. You can text us during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Now for a semi-professional voice,
214-210-8483. Check the number on the screen.
There you go. Also, that was pretty nice, right?
Yeah, it was pretty nice, Dave.
Not too bad. You can also email us. That's right. That's what we do. You can email us, david@hemusincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, not kind, not king, not all those other things that people have put in there. Just david@hemusincrease.org. hemusincrease.org. Send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you there. On the website, we've got our speaking update because I'll be speaking, is it 3 weeks from Sunday? I think it's 3 weeks from Sunday. And so the information's on the website. Also, I really want to emphasize a lot, that the ambassador stuff is up there. If you want a brochure, if you want a bumper sticker, if you want a business card or something, we will send them to you. We will not charge you. You will not have some kind of list that says, where did you give them? Who did you give them to? What did you do? We trust that the Holy Spirit in you knows how to utilize tools. And if you get them just so you can have them, just in case, okay. No problem. That's totally up to you. Plus, on the website, and I'm going to say this now, I just want to say the last 7 days, ouch, okay? Stop making me go ouch. You think I like doing that? Hey, don't make me say the you know, don't make me pull it out. I could pull it out now, you know. Put your hand in your pocket and pull out the green. I can do that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to ask you just to give and support the ministry. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
You know what I figured out? That noise is kind of what happens if you guys crawl into my ear and look at my brain.
Oh, wow, Dave.
That's what happens.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's kind of like that, along those lines. I'm going to say this really nice. The message, the part that we're going to teach in the last hour, I'm not going to make any friends, okay? And you should see I was studying for 2.5 hours today on something that I'm going to be teaching in the future. It's called exorcism.
Oh, wow.
So you can understand that there's not just warfare coming about, but there's just quite a bit of material here. So we're going to be getting into that in the weeks to come. But I do want to remind people a couple things. June buddies. Okay, June buddies. Now, how important is that? You pick somebody, you listen, you hear somebody who calls in, or you hear us talk about somebody or something that's going on, or during a fill. Watch this. During a fill, you hear somebody say something, and it's like, I don't know who that is, or I don't know what's going on there. And you take that person out. You think, well, I don't know that person. Doesn't matter. Pray for them. Be a brother or a sister in the Lord. Pray for them and help carry their burdens. That's what we want you to do. Plus, we're going to open up with prayer. Rosalind has a friend. I'm not going to say the friend's name, but the friend has a procedure going on. And so we just want to pray for Rosalind's friend. The Lord knows the name. That part's not important. What's important is that we take our faith, my little bit of faith, Dee's little bit of faith, Jennifer's little bit of faith, Don's little bit of faith, your faith, everybody's faith, we put them together and we pray and we bring it before the Lord. So that's what I want to do. If everybody can just do that with me real quickly, let's pray as we pray for this person plus the people that are listening. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I just cannot express how thankful I am to you at this moment for all of these incredible testimonies and things that you've been doing in everybody's life. It's just like living in this awesome process of seeing you work. It's just like the greatest thing ever. And so that's why we can't wait, Lord. We just hope you blow that trumpet soon. Let's just let that trumpet blow. Let's go. But in the meantime, Lord, we're asking you for help here on this planet as it is now. And so Rosalind has a very good friend, and we're asking for just protection, going through a surgery. We're asking for graciousness. We're asking for a testimony to come out of that. We're asking for all the people that are hurting. We know they're hurting. And like our brother Gary and our brother Ace, for Deborah and people that are connected to us that, you know, go up and down through some of those physical structures and some of those difficulties they go through. We're just asking that you pour out your Holy Spirit into their bodies, bring healing and health and revival and renewal and strengthening. And for those of us, Lord, who are struggling, like it's not, doesn't seem like it's a major deal, but we're in pain and some discomfort, please help us. It might be little on the scale of things, but if it's hurting us, Lord, you're aware of it. And so we're asking you to heal those little things that are hurting us too. We need your help in all this, Lord, because we can't do any of it without you. That's okay with us. We'd rather you do it. You do it so much better than us. Please bring these healings about, inside and out, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay. Rock and rolling as we typically do on the show. We're going to get into our text. You know where we are? We're in Psalm 36. Psalm 36. We're going to actually do the whole psalm in a, what's the word I want to say? We're going to do the whole psalm in a, this sitting. We're not going to key in on too many points because Psalm 37 is so good. And I'm already writing up stuff for Psalm 37. I'm kind of like, I want to get there. That's, yeah, I know that's patience, right? Anyway, so I'm working on it. Okay, so anyhow, let's go to Psalm 36. We're starting off. This is a psalm regarding man's wickedness and God's perfections. It's, you know, kind of based on that. It's a psalm of David. Not every psalm is David's, but, of course, the majority are. We're picking it up at verse 1 in Psalm 36. I think this is coming out of the New King James, I'm pretty sure. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in that way that is not good, and he does not abhor evil. So stop right there. Abhor evil is to reject it or to loathe it. In other words, when people do things that are evil, and we know what's evil, you can even tell what's evil without even being a diligent born-again Christian. You can know that's not right. That's not right. Doing that to kids, that's not right. That stuff's not right. And so you know it's evil. And so the people that are in wickedness, they don't reject it. They stand by it. And we got a few politicians that do that on a regular basis. That's kind of sad, right? So he lists seven different things. I want to point this out to you because you got to follow this flow in this text. Psalm 36 starts off with a kind of an interesting twist because David is writing this. He usually writes connecting to the thinking about the future, and he's writing now concerning the transgressions of the wicked. So he lists seven things that the wicked operate with. They're all bad. Now, the reason that David does this is because he's going to contrast them with what the godly receive from the Lord. So you see all these bad things, right? He ceases to be wise, he do no good, the wickedness in his bed, sets himself in a way that is not good, rejects evil. When he finds iniquity, when he finds hate, he flatters himself, he thinks he's great. I mean, this is all the stuff. And all the people are like, oh, accept everybody. We hate you, Christians. see, that's exactly, you see what that is? It's exactly what that is. If you're trying to figure out where that is, 5 o'clock, any channel that's below 11. Yeah, you'll pretty much find it there. So David then has a contrast going on. In verse 5, he says, your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. Now, stop. In contrast to the wicked that are absolutely satisfied in their wickedness, people that have a godly lean, people that are close to God to the level where they're in the shadow of his wings. It's so cool to think about these kind of things. The shadow, they trust under the shadow of your wings. When you have a shadow on somebody like that, it's something that's really close. It's just so close. And that's a proximity statement. And so we're just like so close to the Lord. It's like in a shadow. Like, that's how close. You ever walk down the street with somebody with four or five people and the sun's beaming and you see everybody's shadow? You're so close. You're in the shadow. That's how close you are. And so David talks about the mercy, the faithfulness, the righteousness, the judgment, the loving kindness, and the perseverance and all the graces that come from the Lord. And then he concludes in verse 8, they are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. Here's the thing. All these things produce abundant satisfaction. You know what's really different if we're genuine Bible-believing, born-again Christians? We had a caller mention this just 2 days ago. You know what's really different? There is in God an absolute satisfaction and stillness. This is what it is. And while the world is like, it's not enough, I can't get enough. See, that's what sin does. It leaves you wanting more, and you can never fill the hole. And so that's what drives them. I got it. I understand that. Well, what drives us is the compassion, the grace, the mercy, the kindness, the presence of God. And in that, we find something that the wicked cannot. Genuine, inward, outward, soul and spirit satisfaction. Okay. I want that, right? Who doesn't want that? The reason people medicate is because they don't have that. Okay, well, that's the problem right there.
Dave, just reading that blesses the soul. I mean, if you really just eat of that, that is so refreshing to the soul.
I mean, there you are. God is trying to say, hey, I got you. I gotcha. Okay. I need to be I gotcha'd. Okay. All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What happens when he stops following Christ? You stop following him. And what about 2 Corinthians 2:14? Not that we rule over your faith, Paul said. What? Not that we rule over your faith. So this whole notion that there's this authority structure and that people have to obey, because if they don't obey in every nuance, they're going to be, you know, zapped or whatever. Ours was better. You know what our story was? Ken told the story about past congregations he had, how about people who disobeyed him and spoke evil about them, and how God killed them. That's what he told us. In fact, it was true that somebody out of the 110 people out of his three previous churches, we'll just leave that there. One person did die. Wow, one out of 110. They picked up a hitchhiker on their way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, I pastored in Flagstaff. And the hitchhiker ended up killing the guy because the guy was a mental case. But Ken used that after his church was closed 15 years later, saying, see? What? But we were too dumb to know. So now you have the same guy that told us how to attack a Christian leader, telling us we can no longer attack Christian leaders unless he, the anointed of God, gives us permission. He's in charge, and we can't challenge him or question him. And, oh, by the way, if we talk about the anointed or touch the prophets of God, God will kill us, and he's him. So he's the one of the anointed, so we can't touch him. Even though none of that is scriptural, none of that is right, and all of that is wackadoodle. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to start with our first trivia question. Couple of warnings. I'm starting off with a warning, right? When I'm starting off with warnings, you should think, ooh. All of these are going to be geared towards the Good Samaritan scenario. But you're going to have to think a little deeper. One or two are pretty easy, but two of them are not so easy. Okay? All right. Here's your first one. If you don't know, this is the time where you get to know, right? If you do know, fire away for an answer. If you're not sure and you want to guess, you can do that. There's nothing wrong with taking a stab at it, so to speak. Kind of probably not the right word, but you know what I'm saying. Here's your first trivia question. After Jesus affirmed the man's words that he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all their heart, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. After Jesus said that, what did the person ask Jesus? After Jesus said, well, here's the summary. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. What did that person he said that to, what did they follow up with the question? What was the follow-up question? Very important, right? All right. If you think you know the answer, oh, somebody's calling in, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody that is ready. Do not worry if you sent a text in and it did not come out perfectly on your voice recognition, because I do voice recognition all the time.
You have a lot of experience in that area.
You would be amazed how much voice recognition I do because of how much I drive. And you would be even more amazed what comes out not even close to what I said. Sometimes I actually think the voice recognition goes, I know you're a Christian, but I'm going to try purposely make you look like an idiot.
You have to be a little careful with it.
Yeah, you have to. Warfare is everywhere. Okay, so anyway, but somebody is ready to answer trivia questions, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm trying to get back in the gym, both D and I, so you need to be praying for me. But I still got that little arm thing going on. It's still tweaking me a little bit, so I really do need prayer for it. It's starting to affect me a little bit.
I'll keep praying for you.
And I'm going to keep praying for you. That's our commitment to one another as brothers in the Lord. So I appreciate you very much, okay? All right, ready? Here we go. After Jesus said, let's see, you got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. What then did that person respond to Jesus? What was his reply?
Well, who is my neighbor?
That is correct, Amundo! Exactly! So I'm one of those weirder, you know, I'm a little weirder in some of these things. I just think Jesus was giving him an answer who the neighbor was. And from my perspective, it's like, anybody that comes in, that the Lord brings into your life along your path of travel, becomes your neighbor. I mean, just how would it be any different than the story you told? That's because you encounter them in some capacity. I think that's kind of where that goes. But that's me. Anyway, excellent job and excellent pickup on that. There's a couple people that weren't too sure. Good job.
I'll say a prayer for you, and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Okay, we're going to do our DNA in the next area because I got to get back into the teaching. There's just so much. You know, 2 hours would make a big difference.
It would, anyway, okay. What a great teaching this is. I'm really eating of this.
Okay, now we're going to go to verse 9 in Psalm 36. So we got to go. We're going to go 9, 10, 11, 12. See how we ended up doing a whole psalm in a sitting? That's how you do it. All right, here it is. 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There are the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. At some point, this is going to take place right before your eyes, whether it's pre or post. The Lord's return is somewhat questionable because we don't know if he's going to do something in this country, after this country. Everybody, I know everybody's got an opinion. I appreciate that. But I'm just telling you, you're going to see it at one point or another. But just look at verse 9 for a split second, and then we'll key in on the rest. For with you is the fountain of life. Now just think about it. Is God trying to tell us through his word that he is the answer to all we are looking for? Yes. What is the fountain of life? Okay, well, you've gone to movies. The fountain of youth. If you drink this water, you live forever, right? Hey, guess where that came from? Here's the fountain of life. What does that mean? You drink his water, you will live forever. That's the whole point. Ah. He is the fountain that brings peace and healing and grace and sustains us during our lifetime. You know that's the truth. He says, oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you. How awesome is the loving kindness of God? It is what? It's new every morning. Every morning you wake up, God goes, here I am. You're like, oh, wow, you're right there with me, huh? As soon as I attune, as soon as I get the eyes open, it takes me a little more time now because, you know, I'm older, I guess. But, you know, let not the foot of pride come against me. That person, oh, forget it. What he's saying is, look, we see in your light. The key is Jesus, of course, is the light in the world. This is the last part of verse 9. So Jesus is the light of the world, right? It says, with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. So here's what the passage says. John chapter 1, verse 4 through 5. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The hardest element for us to understand is in the Lord is the light, and in that light we get to see. But, and I'm telling you this on purpose, but sometimes the closer to the light you get, the more you see the darkness that you have. But you still keep going in, because the more you go in, the less power the darkness has. It's like, oh, wait, the closer I get to the light, the less power darkness has on. Oh, wait, what? What? Is this like how to live? The fountain of life? Is this the continuation of the loving kindness of God? The closer I get to the light, the less darkness can survive because I'm getting closer to the light. Who'd have thunk that? That is amazing. Yeah, you come down to this whole thing. We always get to the same thing. It always comes to the same conclusion. Almost every show, almost every segment. At some point, it's just like, okay, more of God. Yes, I want more of Jesus. Thank you. Here's why. That's why. That makes sense. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait. I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. 770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.